Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
So a month from yesterday, the Brewers will officially begin the Cactus League season in Arizona. Never a bad time to think about warm things as we approach the Arctic temperatures that'll be coming our way. Members of the Brewers this week, it's kind of cool. They're kind of crisscrossing the state this week, connecting with fans. Pat Murphy is out on the road. So is Caleb Durbin. In fact, they were in different locations yesterday before attending the Bucks game last night. They were on stage in front of about 1,000 fans. Murphy was in Green Bay. Caleb was not. But Murphy actually FaceTimed Caleb Durbin while he was in front of a live audience.
I'm in Green Bay, and before I turn you over to them, I also told them that when a ground ball's hit to you, I never have to worry about it going through your legs, because if it does, it'll hit you in the cup. Say hi to your fans in Green Bay.
I think Pat also got Caleb, who is from Illinois, to say, go Pack, go.
Yes.
And I don't know how you felt about that, but Caleb Durbin joins us on the line right now. Hi, Caleb.
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Where are you right now? What are you up to? It seems like a lot of fun, this statewide tour.
Yeah, it's been a blast so far. We just finished up in Green Bay, and we're bussing back to Milwaukee now, but was in Milwaukee last night. And then went up to Green Bay today to talk to some kids and on our way back to Milwaukee now.
That's so awesome. How does getting out in the community like this help bring the team together? I know it's not the whole team, but it's not just you. What does this mean to you as you get together during a long season?
Yeah, I think it's huge. It's really important because to be able to wear the Brewers jersey away from the field and, you know, be a part of the community. You know, kids see us and they see the Brewers jersey and they really look up to us. And we have a platform to where we can influence them and have a cool impact on them. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, and I'm not sure you got a chance to do this last year, Caleb, did you? You were a trade acquisition for the Brewers in the offseason when Devin Williams was traded to the Yankees. And I'm sure that was kind of a whirlwind for you and then trying to get to Arizona for spring training. Did you have a chance to do much in the community last offseason?
Yeah, exactly. I really didn't. This is kind of the first offseason that I personally had an opportunity to, you know, come to Milwaukee in the offseason and have an impact in the community. And I feel like a local kid. I'm from not too far away, just across the border in Illinois. So definitely a cool experience for me.
Caleb, I'm curious. I mean, these are the moments. These kids, when you go on these stops, they're going to remember this for a long time. They're going to go home tonight, and they're going to tell mom and dad, you're never going to believe who I got to meet today. I got to see who talked to us today. Did you ever have a moment like that? Do you have a memory from being a kid, whether it was a sports player or somebody else, that you just it really stuck out and that you'll always remember?
Oh, I do. I have a lot. I remember when I was really young, I went to a Brian Urlacher football camp. I know Packer fans know a lot about him, but I went to a Brian Urlacher football camp, got to take a picture with him, and I remember that was really cool for me. Even not too long ago, I remember going to a Marlins game when I was in college for summer ball and seeing Curtis Granderson, him just taking the time to take a picture with me and saying a few words to me meant a lot. So I know what the kids were feeling.
So Murph had you on stage. He put you on the spot last night, Caleb. How painful was that go Pack go that you had to do in front of the crowd?
Yeah, it's tough. No, I mean, you got to know your audience, right? But no, it was fun. I think everyone got a kick out of it. And Murph was himself. He was cracking jokes and the audience was loving it. So it was a lot of fun.
Okay, Caleb, as long as we have you today, this is big news with Freddie Peralta being traded. What are your thoughts? How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I think that's what everyone's talking about today. Yeah, Freddie, I mean, he meant a lot to us. You know, he was a really important part of our clubhouse and on our team, obviously. You know, in the clubhouse, everyone saw what, you know, he could do on the field. But that being said, you know, the Brewers do a really good job of bringing in the right people, you know, so we're confident in the decisions they make, and we're excited for the future and, you know, hoping that we can use this opportunity to make the most of it.
You know, Kale, you brought up something very interesting about Freddie and his presence in the clubhouse. And I've been around the team since he arrived in 2018. You always knew when Freddie was in the clubhouse because he's in such a great mood. He's always smiling. He's got a magnetic sort of personality. But I also found him in my observations over the last few years to very much be a connector in the clubhouse, right? Not everybody speaks English. Freddie could bridge the gap between the different groups of individuals in a clubhouse. And that is so critical in baseball today. Who assumes that role of the connector, right? I mean, that is a big thing to lose in the clubhouse.
Yeah, no doubt. No, that's a great point. I think before him, it was Freddie, but also Willy Adames, and then Freddie really took over that role last year. And yeah, that's a big opportunity for someone to step into. You know, we'll see. You know how it turns out, but. I think overall we have the right guys. You know, again, the Brewers do a great job. You know, no matter where you come from, they make sure they're the right person for the fit. So we're confident.
Trades are part of baseball. You were traded by the New York Yankees to come here to Milwaukee. But does it ever really get normal when you see guys that you've bonded with move on, just on a personal level?
You don't really get used to it, I don't think. It's obviously a big part of the business, and you learn that and you become accustomed with it. But on a personal level, those bonds really never go away. You know, even though they're not on the team anymore, you grew really close with them, and you know, those are bonds that will last longer than just the time that you spend together on the same team.
Hey, definitely a tight-knit community in the world of baseball, no doubt. Where were you last year when you were contacted? Who reached out to you? What were you doing when you found out that you were no longer a member of the Yankees and were a member of the Brewers?
Yeah, it always just kind of comes out of nowhere. You don't really expect it. You know, obviously, some guys are in a position where there's rumors floating here and there. For me, I was really just at home with my family and received a call. My first call was from the Yankees, I believe it was the assistant GM. Basically just let me know that I would be, you know, traded to the Milwaukee Brewers. And, you know, they kind of just thank you for your time and give you some details on, you know, who will be contacting you from the Brewers. And then a little bit later, you get a call from the Brewers side and talk to Murph and, you know, some other guys shortly after. It's a quick process. It happens out of nowhere, but at least on the Brewers side, they make it a very easy transition.
Caleb, I've got to tell you a quick funny story here. So last night, I can't even remember what prompted me to do it, but I found out that you went to Wash U for college. And I was like, oh, I didn't know. I didn't know Caleb Durbin went to Wash U. My brother also went to Wash U. And then I found this article from Wash U that you were interviewed for, and you were quoted saying, I wasn't getting a whole lot of Division I interest at the time, and I didn't even know what Wash U was. But then at some point later on, you said you got a call from the school and somebody told you, yeah, if you want to play here, you're going to have to get your ACT score up to a 32. And that made me laugh and it made me wonder, what was his ACT score?
It's not an easy school to get into.
Oh, yeah, I remember. That was a big deal back then because I needed to get the right score to get into Wash U. But it's funny. I think I had a 31 and you know, for a lot, most places, that's good enough. But Wash U, they needed me to get up to 32, 33. So I was luckily able to do that and have the opportunity to go to a great school at Wash U.
Yeah, Wash U is incredible.
No,
that's
no
awesome.
Doubt about it. Well, now you got a couple of weeks here until you have to get down to Arizona. So what are the next couple of weeks like for you, Caleb?
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of chomping at the bit to get, into this warm weather and play some baseball outside. Just been training, getting ready, and we'll start kind of making this transition. Got to ship the car down, you know, all those fun things to get ready for spring.
Awesome, Caleb. We appreciate you joining us here. Do you have any other stops, by the way, on this statewide tour, or is it all wrapped up now?
Yeah, honestly, it was a great opportunity. I think, you know, I'm really happy that I was able to be included in it and have the opportunity to, you know, talk to these kids and shed some light on my journey and just how important academics were. Obviously, going to a school like WashU is very important to me. So to be able to share that with, you know, younger kids was important, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, glad he had fun. Glad he could join us here prior to the weekend. Stay warm, man, and hope to see you in Arizona.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Caleb Durbin joining us here. So, yeah, Lake Forest, Illinois, Bears fan, right? So he knows his audience. But, yeah, had to do a Go Pack Go for the fans because he was FaceTimed by Murph. He sort of put on the spot yesterday.
You know what else was fun? They had the racing sausages out there doing some races, and typically that only happens in the ballpark, but they got some clearance to make it happen. So, you know, the kids were loving that, too.
On tour here, they were supposed to have an event in Madison tomorrow, looks like, but that has been canceled because of the bad weather out in that area. So disappointing end to that crisscrossing of the state, but they were in Eau Claire, they were in Fond du Lac, they were up in Green Bay with events, Milwaukee as well. So great opportunity to connect.